it's a way to understand the spiritual journey. That's kind of, I'm going to be kind of speaking into that.
And the talk is, as I mentioned, called Fearlessly Forgiven and Restored. Going back to the idea of fearlessness, which seems to be the theme of this conference, does it take a lot of courage to be a Catholic nowadays?
Oh, I think absolutely. I think the image that I have in my mind is back when I was really little. I remember the first time my family went on this vacation where the first time I encountered a lazy river at a hotel. Right, you hop in the inner tube and you just float down the river. You don't have to swim. You don't have to do anything. Just the current takes you. And I remember falling out of my falling out of my raft, and frantically trying to swim upriver to grab another empty tube that was there, and just feeling the force, the rush of the water moving at me in the opposite direction. Like, that, I think, is the image in many ways of the culture and the struggle of the contemporary Catholic, that there is a very, there is a strong cultural current. John Paul II called it the culture of death, right? That is very active and operative in our world today.
Come, Father, tell us what you really think.
I'm just getting real honest with you.
No, I mean, it's a great phrase, and unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is true. The thing, too, about learning to be fearless as a Catholic in the culture, I think that's maybe one reason why there was such a rush to sign up for this conference.
Oh, yeah.
And I also think that's one of the reasons AM 1260 Grok is so valuable. Because sometimes as Catholics we can feel a little bit alone.
Yeah.
Maybe we go to work every day, maybe there's not another Catholic in the place.
Yeah.
At least that you know about, yeah. And we find ourselves restricting our conversations sometimes.
Yeah.
And you can't just say, I heard a really great homily at Mass yesterday. I mean, there are some things you just can't say that you would say more naturally to fellow Catholics. And that's one thing the radio does by giving you this world of information and devotional helps. And that's one thing conferences like this does, is to say, hey, you're not alone. Look around the room at the other 400 women.
400-something women. Yeah. Listeners, if you could see this, there's just a huge room of just incredible women gathered here, and all the ladies who are listening on the air. It's amazing.